This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Shortly after the terrorist attacks in New York City, Morning Edition told a story about Windows on the World restaurant, the 73 workers who were killed and those who survived. The restaurant overlooked the city from atop one of the towers.
Nobody knows how much we lost in there. We lost a part of our heart. We were from all over the world. It was like a little United Nation, and it's gone.
Many of the immigrant workers and their families have had an especially hard time getting help. NPR's John Burnett has a follow-up report on two Mexican workers.
On the morning of September 11th, Imelda Reyes Soriano was in her kitchen in the central Mexico town of San Pablo Anicano, cooking breakfast for her sons, 4-year-old Diego and 7-year-old Juan. The telephone rang. Her brother from Mexico City told her to turn on the TV. The instant she saw the fireball erupt from the familiar building, she feared the worst. Juan and Diego's father, Leobardo Lopez Pascual, was a banquet cook at Windows on the World. He worked Tuesday mornings.
Buena gente. Nunca le faltaba el respeto a nadie.
Imelda sits under a shade tree in the courtyard of her mother's house, which overlooks rolling hills dotted with organ pipe cactus. She tenderly holds snapshots of a handsome, short man with thick black hair and a cocky demeanor.
Pero Dios no lo quiso así. Él se fue antes.
He was a good person. He never disrespected anyone. We planned many things together for the future, for the two sons we had. But God didn't want it that way. Leobardo left us early.
She and the boys lived on the money that Leobardo sent home every month from New York. It helped them acquire a pair of bicycles, a telephone, indoor plumbing, and other modest luxuries. Since the disaster, she has received from New York City a check for $750, which is now nearly gone, and from the office of Mexican President Vicente Fox, $3,300, which a relative told her not to spend yet. While the U.S. government announced last week an average $1.6 million payment to each victim's family, Imelda is hoping for the small stationery shop that's being considered for her by Fox's office. And though some children who lost parents in the terrorist attack are getting free movie tickets and shopping sprees, this Christmas will be very lean for Imelda's family.
It won't be possible to give the boys presents this year. Our city hall celebrates Three Kings Day, and it gives the children sweets, cookies, and a small toy. That will be it.
Her problems are compounded by the fact that she was Leobardo's second partner, and they never married, though they had been together for 9 years. His wife, who lives in the same town, is also seeking aid for herself and his other 4 children. Imelda insists, however, Leobardo was loyal to his second family.
Every Friday he was off from work and he would call the boys. He left here when Diego was 6 months old, but he wanted them to know he was their father. He always told our older boy to study hard and get good grades.
Espérate, hijo.
Dígale este que sí.
A phone call from New York. It's Julieta, the wife of Leobardo's best friend, Antonio Melendez. Antonio and Leobardo both worked in the Windows banquet department, and they were both illegal immigrants. Their deaths have brought Imelda and Julieta closer, even though the two widows live thousands of miles apart.
Bueno.
Comadre?
Comadre, buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. ¿Cómo le ha ido?
Ay, un poquito bien, un poquito mal.
Imelda says she's not getting enough financial help, and that she's been having dizzy spells since 9/11, and that Julieta's godson, Diego, has a cold. Julieta replies, the situation is hard now, facing up to what life has dealt us. Yes, it is hard, comadre, Imelda agrees. Now we live for our children, don't we? In her 5th-floor walk-up in the Bronx, Julieta hangs up the phone and starts making dinner for her 4 children. Julieta asks for a fictitious name for this story because she's also an illegal immigrant and fears detection. One wall of her apartment has been turned into a sort of memorial, covered with stuffed bears and pictures of the Twin Towers. Julieta will not leave New York City to return to her hometown in the state of Puebla. Through a translator, she says, to her, that would be like leaving Antonio.
I have not seen him dead, so I'm still looking. I don't know if he's in a hospital, if he's lost his mind, if he can't speak. I don't know that. I don't know if in 20 years, if in 30 years, in 50 years, I'm going to be able to see him again. I can't leave him. To me, he's here.
But it's not only thoughts of Antonio that are keeping her in New York. It's also survival. So far, Julieta has received $13,500 from various assistance funds. The Red Cross paid her rent and gave her food vouchers for the first 3 months, and it's also taking care of the next three. She's nervous about what happens after that. And she's angry that the families of firemen and policemen are getting considerably more money than the spouses of non-uniformed victims. But even with these complaints, Julieta knows she's better off than her comadre. Back in San Pablo Anicano, Imelda should be happy on this night. It's the 12th of December, a national holiday in Mexico, the day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, La Virgen Morena, the Brown Virgin, as she's affectionately called by Mexico's working class. But San Pablo's celebration of the Virgin will be bittersweet for Imelda. She says Leobardo had planned to return from New York to Mexico in January to be a full-time husband and father. They had planned to go to Mexico City to the Basilica of the Virgin and thank her for his safe return. A religious procession moves slowly up the hill. Dancers hop and growl to the accompaniment of a flute and drum. Imelda carries a red gladiola and a candle. Others hold a large banner of the Virgin, which sways as they walk. Skyrockets detonate overhead. In a sense, the sad fate of Leobardo Lopez could have happened to any one of the thousands of men who over the years have trekked from San Pablo Anicano to the United States to work. There's no decent employment in this village, aside from brick masonry and seasonal work in a sugarcane mill. On this, as every Guadalupe day, many of the women are asking the Virgin to protect their absent men from disreputable smugglers, from highway accidents, from girlfriends, and now, God forbid, from another terrorist attack.
Porque pues ya ahorita fuimos a pedir por todas las almas y todos los que pues perdieron la vida ahí.
Imelda says she prayed for all the souls who died in New York that morning, especially for Leobardo and Antonio. In the late evening, after the band has played Las Mañanitas, and everyone has eaten bowls of steaming pozole, and the children are exhausted, Imelda sits on her front stoop, and for the first time all day, she looks tranquil. She believes Leobardo is with the Virgin now, and resting in peace. John Burnett, NPR News, San Pablo Anicano, Mexico.
Information on the fund set up by the New York Restaurant Employees Union for the families of Windows in the World victims can be found on the webpage npr.org.